USA Radio News.
The San Francisco International Airport's international terminal was evacuated late Friday night due to a bomb threat, and authorities found a potential incendiary device. That is according to officials. One person is in custody. Six people are dead in Montana after a 21-vehicle pileup that may have been caused by a dust storm, according to authorities. The governor took to Twitter, putting out a statement that read, quote, "I'm deeply saddened by the news of a mass casualty near Hardin. Please join me in prayer to lift up the victims and their loved ones." The National Weather Service had issued severe thunderstorm watches and warnings for south central and southeastern Montana Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Federal health officials are warning that they are now expecting that the number of monkeypox cases will continue to swell through at least August, as the Biden administration says it is changing the way it will ration out vaccines to combat the growing outbreak. As of Friday, at least 1,814 cases have been tallied by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. New York makes up the largest share of the cases. Multiple senators are shocked at what they saw at the border.
Fresh off a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border, a group of Republican senators says they're shocked at what they saw. Republican Senator from Wisconsin Ron Johnson saying he can't believe how many kids are being trafficked.
How do you think the young women pay off their $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 human trafficking fee? I think we all know.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Elon Musk asked a Delaware court to reject Twitter's attempt to put the $44 billion merger case on trial in September, arguing it's an, quote, unjustifiable time frame. Twitter sued Musk in an attempt to force him to complete his purchase of the company after declaring he was walking away from the deal. Twitter sought a four-day trial in September, arguing that the deal faces an October deadline to close. Musk has claimed Twitter failed to disclose the number of fake accounts on the platform and is now asking the court to set a trial date no later than mid-February. Several dog treats of Stormberg Foods have been recalled due to a potential contamination of salmonella. This is all according to a notice posted by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Beg and Bark Chicken Breast Strips Dog Treats, Billow's Best Friend Chicken Breast Strips Dog Treats, and Green Coast Pest Chicken Crisps Dog Treats are included in the recall. Salmonella can affect pets eating the products, and there is a risk to humans from handling contaminated pet products. To date, no illnesses have been reported. However, the company, along with the NCDA and CS, are still investigating what caused the problem. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.